It's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In news out of Albany, New York, it's probably smart to get used to not walking across the street and looking at your cell phone at the same time. New York might make it illegal. A bill sponsored by Democrats who control the state legislature would allow police to issue tickets between $25 to $50 for a first offense of getting caught texting while walking, unless you can prove it was an emergency. The law would be simple enough. The bill would state, quote, no pedestrian shall cross a roadway at any point while using any portable electronic device, end quote. The bill would be first introduced by Assemblyman Felix Ortiz of Brooklyn. It picked up majority support in the Senate earlier this month from Senator John Louis of Queens. On June 6th, the town of Ankrum has a planning board meeting coming up at Ankrum Town Hall at 7 p.m. Application for a special use permit for an auction house on a parcel of land owned by Donald Duxa at 1030 County Route 27A. Senior citizens across the towns of Region 1 invited to a social on Friday, June 7th at noon at the Grove in Lakeville. The free luncheon is hosted by Recreation Departments of Cornwall, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon. Seating is limited. Reservations are required. Contact Lisa at 860-435-5186 and Leslie at 860-927-1003. The Sandfield Arts Center on Hammertown Road presents their free Friday movie night presenting The Little Mermaid on June 7th at 5:30. Free popcorn will be provided. More details, sandisfieldartscenter.org. Copaic Grange on Empire Road in Columbia County presenting an open mic night on Friday, June 7th, 7 till 9 p.m. You're encouraged to participate in the evening's festivities or become an audience member. More information, 518-329-3152. The Falls Village Congregational Church will hold its annual tag sale Saturday, 8 until 2, on the church grounds on BB Hill Road across from the Hunt Library. Armenia Free Library holding its annual book and bake sale on June 8th from 10 until 2. Kent Art Association will participate in the state's open house day on Saturday with a free lecture with art historian Matt Solta speaking on recent finds and about one of the world's most iconic paintings, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. The gallery will be open during its regular hours from 1 to 5 p.m. for open house day. J.H. Ketchum Auxiliary has a chicken bake, a chicken dinner with salad, bread, chicken, potato, and baked beans, and dessert, iced tea, lemonade, and water. Adults $13, children 6 to 10, 7, 5 years and old, free when accompanied by an adult. Takeouts available at the Ketchum Host Company Pavilion in Dover, New York, June 8th, 3:30 till 6 p.m. Smithfield Church will host their annual ham and strawberry supper on Saturday, June 8th. Servings at 5 and 6:30. Takeouts will be available. To order, contact Frida at 845-373-8454 for reservations. $15 adults, $7.50 for children. Order your tickets and reserve your seats early, as the popular spring dinner usually sells out. Menu features homemade shortcake and fresh strawberries with whipped cream, as well as ham, scalloped potatoes, coleslaw, and fresh peas. The second annual fundraiser in memory of William and Claire Heenan will take place on Saturday, 5 till 7 p.m. at the First Congregational Church, Main Street in Great Barrington. More information, 413-329-7224. You can help celebrate 60 years of the Sharon Playhouse at their event going on Saturday, June 8th. It'll be a season preview and patio cabaret beginning at 6:30. Hear cast members from the upcoming season's show. The fun will continue with a patio cabaret open to all. Bring your sheet music and you can join the fun and sing. Now, admission, a $20 donation, but a $50 donation also gets you all that we just mentioned, plus a pre-show cocktail party with open bar and hors d'oeuvres in the Bach Gallery at 5:30. And by the way, there's also a costume contest, which is optional. Come as your favorite musical theater character and enter the contest to win prizes. The Annex in Millerton, New York presents the Songwriters Showcase Saturday, 7:30 till 9:30. Jeff Ress, Hilary Barrow, George Potts, and Steve Dedman. It's hosted by Lance Middlebrook. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad on Sunday, June 9th, has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse from 7 until 10:30. Hoosetonic Child Care Center will hold its annual Big Rig Bake Sale and Vendor Fair on Sunday from 10 until 1 at the center on Salmon Kill Road. Admission $5 per child and benefits the Hoosetonic Child Care Center. The Stockbridge Grange on Church Street will serve a stuffed breast and chicken dinner on June 9th at the hall from 1 o'clock on. Tickets are for adults and younger. You can dine for half price. Kids 6 and under eat for free. Takeouts are available. More information at 413-298-3185. The Columbia Land Conservancy will hold meetings on Sunday at the Copaic Grange on Empire Road to discuss options in preserving Columbia County's vibrant rural character. The meeting is set to begin at 2 o'clock. For more information, copaicgrange.org. On Sunday, author Tom Shackman will speak about the phony war at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. It'll mark the beginning of the 80th anniversary of what is known in English as the phony war, in French as Le Jour de Guerre, and in German as Der Stichkrieg. The talk is part of the library's Sundays at 4 series. Registration is requested, 860-364-5041. The Hotchkiss Library is located on the green in Sharon, Connecticut, hotchkisslibrary.org. Common Ground, a celebration of jazz and Jewish music featuring Wanda Houston and Paul Green, presented on Sunday at the Haverth of Southern Berkshire in Great Barrington on Route 23. Tickets are available. All proceeds go towards the restoration of the Clinton AME Zion Church in downtown Great Barrington. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 512.40 to 25,332.18. The NASDAQ starts off today at 75.27.12, and the S&P 500 at 2803.27. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.